Channel 2 right. Ms. Chitty, continuation to visit Ms. Chitty this Friday night, the 3rd of September, 71. Beginning of Channel 2 right and continuation to visit Ms. Chitty this Friday night, the 3rd of September, 71.
Yes, she balled all last night. And she balls off and on today. I thought she'd just about through. But she still seems to be balling a little bit. I find it doesn't take the cows long to settle down as long as they can't see the calves, Miss Chitty.
But calves don't push.
No, they're the worst.
We got them all the way around the house. I took the calf out of this for him. Move it over here. It's bad, 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 bad. Take them from over here where she sees that. Bad, bad, bad. Finally, take them, put them up here in the field. Or maybe catch up or drove up there and see them, bring them down to the hospital. Isn't that? With different bad, 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 bad. Some of them like little tiny calves. Bad.
Well, as long as they do that, the mamas are going to ball too, aren't they?
Yes, sir. And when you take one away from them and send it off to market, you go around. I tell if I have my good life.
She's still going. I think she's been worse today than she was last night.
No.
Yes, I guess I'm just hurt.
I ain't cool.
I didn't hear last night, though.
She was a little farther off, too, last night. I haven't bothered with her. They just let her. I'll take her down the field again tonight. I don't believe she'll ball tonight, somehow.
Maybe she'll be so tired.
They seem to have no feelings. They just ball indefinitely.
Well, today I could tell she'd move around and then she'd blow in different ways.
Pick it up with your fingers.
Did somebody hit your head?
No.
We get airplanes. That's where they were. I used to think I could tell somebody driving up the lane, but I can't anymore. We get more airplanes than they go. Do they fly
well,
right
one over? Went over the house today, and I declare I just scrooched down until I couldn't scrooch no more. I thought he was going to knock the chimney off.
I think it went down. I think it came over here, too.
He gone first. I said, darn you. You know when that used to be way up and it come down with a, what do they call it, combustion or something?
Yeah.
And she might ride over the house. I said, darn you. Every time I come over and make that big blowing like that, darn you.
When you all were having the sort of planning on that peanut boil on that party, and you were having the meeting, now, you never did have it on Saturday night?
No, should be. But middle of the week, I imagine, whenever we'd have it. Because I couldn't have it on Saturday night, that would interfere with the nigger bath, you know.
Oh, everybody we had to take a bath.
Preacher said niggers always niggers bathed on Saturday night, so just for that. That girl bathed on Saturday night too.
Oh, that's what the preacher said.
This is why, you know, that's always Saturday night's best night, you know. And neighbor of ours, he spoke up and says, well, that's when the niggers bathe, brother. So he's all right. Young, that's the nigger.
So y'all are, yes, that's right.
Because we couldn't have peanut butter on Saturday night.
Yeah.
All that mess around there in my yard ain't Sunday. No, it's not.
Well, that's right. That's right. You'd just have all that mess on Sunday morning, wouldn't you?
I'm going to tell you, they don't get it. You can sit buckets, pans, pots, tubs. All right, now y'all please get close enough to these vessels here to throw your peanut holes in there. Because you won't have to clean them up in the morning. About a minute to clean up next morning, it's worse than the tubs.
He just couldn't hit those tubs.
When you have to shell them and then put them in the boil that way?
No, pick them off the vine, wash them good, put them in the wash pot.
And boil them with the hose on them?
Yes.
Oh, you do.
And put salt in on the boil.
Put salt while they're boiling with the hose on?
Yes.
And like you used to have taffy pulls, they have peanut boiling, mother.
Mm-hmm.
Pies.
But now,
keep it down there.
I guess that must be your stew that's making that noise.
It's me,
yeah. Yes, John has stew.
Corn chip.
Could be me. Mine makes a noise too.
I seem to be hearing it on this ear.
That's
about there. Could be that refrigerator in there roaring. Does yours roar like that?
Sometimes it does. I like me and you and my.
Well, what do you eat with that bar of peanuts? Just plain, just peanuts?
Yes, and that's all.
Just sit and eat peanuts. Hmm.
Drink water.
Drink water.
Those little lard
trees? Yes, I give all up. I give them. Dear Frankie, money is Sunday to buy them all some parts of peanuts. I said, all right. I'm feeding y'all the peanut bar of peanuts, and I don't get none. Because they're salty, and I can't eat. I'll buy peanuts for you. I know what y'all want to buy for me.
Not much they could buy for you, unless a
ice cream or something.
You can eat ice cream.
Yes.
Are you an ice cream eater?
I like it pretty good.
Did y'all used to make it?
Yes. This neighbor of ours, Mr. Ben Mixon, his family come down there with 6-quart churn. And we had a 3-quart churn. And boy, we'd make 2 churns of cream. And his bunch of young'uns and my bunch of young'uns, there wasn't much left.
One was left. Did you? You'd make it, and then you'd pack it for a little while.
And they'd be saying, cream,
You have the old freezer that turns around?
Yes.
An
old hand crank.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't get one to come sit on the churn while you hold it down.
That's right. I have to have somebody sometimes do that. Oh, no. I remember that.
Well, I didn't take long.
We actually would have ice cream October, November. So cold. Get about freeze. Get a bowl of cream and either to the kitchen fireplace or, or the dining room fireplace. Miss Mixon, she's going, hey, don't go in there, don't go in there. Come on back in the kitchen. Mommy, it's cold. Can't help it. Come in the kitchen and go in Miss Cheetah's bedroom there. I'll sit in room 9, eat cream nut cream. You ain't got no fire. You ain't got no fire. There's a fire in there, but don't you keep going in there sloshing around with your cream.
You're bound to spill it.
You want to try and eat out of the other one's dish. Her kids, or their kids, and my kids, all grew up pretty well when they were small, pretty good together. But I got up big enough to kind of notice the girls and the boys, where I didn't have but one girl at that time. And I got up where I kind of go sparking, you know. All those who else need to find a gal to go with.
Oh, yeah. They had to leave the neighborhood.
Just sparking. Well, now, Willie married Sybil, wasn't she a Mixon?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. He didn't have to go off that far. He said, yeah, fell on the TV, what's his name? Something was named on. He said, you know, when I used to go court and I didn't have to do so and so and so and so. So they went to Sunday school together, they went to church together, they went to prayer meeting together, and all together in the house. And Miss Margaret said, I'm growing up and all I get is more like brothers and sisters. Miss Mixon had more girls than I did, and I had more boys than she did.
Oh, that's right. Sybil's got all kinds of sisters, hasn't she?
Yes, sir.
And then they visit.
Not too much.
Don't they?
No, I don't think they visit too much.
I thought they were visiting each other all the time.
Yeah, she's in North Carolina, I think. She's the oldest. Lola lives at Irving, what time she ain't up at her daughter, Irene's up at close to Willis. Leon and Sarah, I don't know where the
Sarah
is. Irene Yons.
Is that her sister?
It's her niece.
Oh. Oh, that's her niece.
I'm Soldier Jones' wife. Barbara's wife.
Well, you have to tell me several times you have all these things that it don't sink in. You know, I haven't seen any of these people you talk about. Except Kelly Pardee. We'll light in on him sometime. He's one of my old buddies. He raised watermelons back here. And I'm telling you, he had that old tractor. And he got as much work out of a piece of machinery as anybody I ever saw. He pulls things. Why, if I pulled something with my old tractor like that, it would break down. I wouldn't eat. Well, that was Cecil.
Wow, I thought it was Mr. Ross.
Cecil did the work.
He worked with Mr. Robbs.
I didn't put it back.
I can't see without my specs, Mr. City. I don't know what you're talking about.
Let it switch around in place.
Oh, yeah. You have to hold it down.
And get up and sit down on it, too.
Beautiful pound cake that a friend made me, and you can't have a bite of it.
She gave it to us and made it today for her. This is her birthday.
Her birthday?
No, I had my birthday the other day.
Somebody trick them, isn't that right?
I don't know.
They were sleepy.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Mr. Ben Mixon. They'd come down after supper, or sometimes for supper.
Yeah, if they were there at night, you better say for supper.
And then the boys, they'd sit down on the porch and they would get sleepy, and they were afraid to go to sleep, afraid to...
They were afraid Jim would scare them or something.
Yes.
He's bad about kissing them laying around on the porch and no sleep, give them a bowl of moss or something, throwing down them in a hall.
Anytime, doesn't matter. Be tempted. But I don't know. I know anybody can get cranky, but I don't know. It looks to me like now, from this distance, Miss Essie was just a little bit hard to please herself. Miss Kitty?
Jim Bois?
Yeah.
Yes, she wasn't. She wasn't too much for anybody but Essie.
Well, how'd he happen to pick her out?
Well, she lost her husband.
Yeah.
Back several years, and he never had been married.
Yeah.
Some of the kids had to stay with her, and They didn't like the idea. Want to move off, move here and yonder, you know.
Yeah.
And she didn't want to leave the old home place.
Yeah.
Because Jim up and married her.
Yeah.
Now. She wasn't satisfied. Wasn't satisfied with.
Yeah. How long did it last?
I think we lived together about maybe, I was there 3 months.
Three months? Oh, it didn't last, did it?
That might have been longer than that.
Gee whiz. Well, gee whiz. Now, let me see. You told me where that home place was, and I forgot.
Well, do you know where?
It's good.
Lars Pardee is. That's Cecil's brother. That's the old home place up across the road from Ike Nixon.
We'll run by that sometime in the daylight. Yeah, then I'll know what we're talking about.
I think you see is Sybil's brother.
Yeah.
And Miles Nixon is her oldest brother.
Miles doesn't live there, the home place?
I believe that he both, all of them share the whole place belongs to Ike.
Where do you get the money?
Well, he made some working and then he borrowed some from his brother-in-law. Finally paid him back. He got it all in his hands.
But is he pretty well to do?
No, sir. He's pretty well in land.
Is that right?
Got all the... all the land. I don't know how many hundred acres. It's all this.
Well, you know, that's the trouble with me, Miss City. I could sell this place and make a right smarter money out of it. But if I did, I wouldn't have anywhere to live. So what good is it going to do me by selling?
They'll just make up their minds, stay settled, and be content.
Just like Mr. Ike.
Yep.
But he has a good lot of land. Does Mr. Maxie have right amount of land left?
Yes, he's up with the, him and two of his
sisters.
Yes, two of his sisters. I stopped there with his sisters or nieces.
I never seen them. Do you know his sisters?
Yes, one of them. She used to live down, way down south somewhere. I can't remember who she married. I think his last name was Morris. And he died, so she come back up there and staying with her widowed sister that had been married to Mr. Bell from over that
Oh, yes, Miss Bell.
Alice Bell.
Now, is she the one that owns the place there?
Well, she and her sister both owns some land there together.
Oh, they own it together.
I think, now, I don't know whether Lois does or not. I reckon though she does.
Yeah. Do you ever see them?
No, sir. We passed by their house the other evening when we was riding around, but I didn't see any of them.
Yeah. Did they go to church over to a place?
I don't know, so I don't go myself.
You don't go yourself?
Tell a story, is it?
No, he used to tell a story.
And Mr. Mixon used to say, "Now, if your kids stand up there and tell me a story, don't you tell me a story,
Mr. Ben."
Yes.
Well, Sybil's father.
Oh. But when did you quit going to church?
I can't tell you when I was to church last time.
Well, you used to go all the time.
Pretty regular, not all the time.
I really go,
don't you? Pretty much regular with him, but I know the rest of them go.
Huh?
But the rest of them go, but me and Frankie, Frankie went to church last time. So.
Frankie?
Frankie went to church last Sunday. Yeah. No. Yeah, it's Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I have a hard time sitting still in church, Miss G.
It's Sunday before I went to church in the morning.
Yeah. I think Frankie likes to go to church. He gets to see people.
Here. Try another.
Use your knife.
That might cut me.
You know what I always use? I use a spoon. I think it's
I generally do too.
I think it's silly to eat with a fork.
Yeah.
And you know the kids learned at school to eat with a fork?
Yeah.
They won't eat with spoons on.
They won't do it, will they?
I don't have that spoon. I mean that fork.
See the can stop.
She stopped a while.
A while.
That's a while.
Now you just take your time, Miss J, because we just, you know how it is.
Yeah, don't you hurry
one bit.
Oh.
I had to hurry that down, though.
And you don't have to eat all that meat. You just eat what you can.
That's what I said. I have to hurry it down.
Yeah. You know what? You let me forget again your medicine.
Oh, your medicine. What? Oh, you didn't bring it with you?
I don't have to. I'm with the brown tonic.
You don't take the green medicine anymore?
I take it in the morning to kind of in case my stomach won't turn.
I see. She's had such a hard time eating.
Get things down.
Yeah. She just hadn't had much of an appetite. And she's been taking this green medicine like we have that kind of time.
Settle us coming. But now we're real proud of her because she's doing real good. You really haven't been hungry?
No.
Just haven't been hungry. No, I don't get very hungry either. Like I like to.
No, you just said stone. Let me cut you.
Right to the middle.
Hawking too.
That's right. Hawking too. That's just right.
Is the kidney dish should always hop.
I wish we could have gone to we never eat boiled peanuts, Mother.
It'd be hard on your stomach.
Miss Judy says
you
could eat boiled peanuts and eat
till
she nearly
full and then
you can eat some more.
Oh, sure enough.
And
you never
could
did.
Not
your
eat.
Digestion, it wouldn't hurt. You can't
it
do
wouldn't
it
hurt.
Now, can
no,
you?
My kidney could be too much salt.
Well, I
could boil some.
You could just boil some and not have salt on them. And put your I don't know why you couldn't boil some and put your own salt and a few that way. Because it wouldn't take too much of your kind of salt. It's so strong. What you have to give for that little bottle of salt there? Is it Mark? I just thought maybe you might know.
You got me.
Mm-hmm.
89 cents
for that little bottle of salt.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So I would feed $1 and something for the first bottle.
It was.
Uh-huh.
Well,
but she found out she could get some grocery places. That first she had better than that.
And get a little cheaper. There's
she got the drugstore.
Well, a certain
Miss,
kind of drugstore.
Ms. Myers, I just can't comb these here.
Uh-huh.
And my piece of hamburger, but everything was good. But just too much supper.
Uh-huh.
Too
well,
much
that was
supper.
A pretty big piece of steak. It really was. Could I give you a little ice cream? I've got some orange sherbet. Would you like a little of that?
No, mine thanks.
I'd be happy. The only kind of ice cream I have is chocolate, and you're not too fond of that.
No, I don't get too much chocolate.
You don't like chocolate? It's too bad. You can't eat a piece of this good birthday pancake. Oh, it's so good. She makes such good ones. Just person does. Extra good.
Your car still in the hospital?
My car got out of the hospital, and then today I tried to start it and couldn't start it. And I'm so put out. I don't know what to do with it.
Here's my rest of my tools.
Mm-hmm. Rest of your tools. You do your cooking, does Frankie cook?
No, but I guess he could cook if he had to, but...
But you don't have
Margaret
to as long as you
cooking.
While you was in the hospital, I didn't know maybe he had to cook.
Well, you see, my sister was there.
Oh, your sister was there. Mm-hmm.
And then Margaret.
There, close to you.
Yes.
Just like you and Taggy, Mother.
Uh-huh.
You know.
I just wish I could get strength in my
wonder why in your hands.
And in my legs.
And
where
legs.
I can stand up so long.
And then you just
sit down.
Mm-hmm. Well, in your tonic, is you take a tonic of some kind, you say?
Yes, I have a brown... I don't know what all's in it,
uh-huh.
But I believe there's quinine in for one thing, because whenever I take it for other months.
You do
my head
gets,
like quinine or dinner, and quinine, that's killed me too one time.
Mm. I'm taking iron now, but they got it in a pill.
Yes.
And don't forget your bread, Miss Judy.
Yeah, your bread, and wrap it up now with your salt, man.
Mother, you want me to bring you, is your that little thing finished?
Oh, the big.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, you just ate one piece of bread, or did you eat a whole bread?
Piece and a half.
About a piece and a half? Well, that's not too bad. No. Now here's what I was doing. I finished it while y'all was in here. A little puff. You can use it for anything you want to. You can use it to brush off yourself with, or you can use it to put in the dishwasher to scrape up your dishes. Use it anywhere you want to. Or you use it in your bath or
to dirty up.
Well, I'll tell you, Miss Chitty, it's the best thing to scrub with I ever had.
You don't scrub much, but you just kind of won't scratch anything, and you of course can't get anything that's stuck, but anything that's kind of soft in a way, She uses them all the time. I left her about 20 when I was in the spring, and she said she didn't have a one. I asked her if she didn't have one. She said no, so I made this one this afternoon. I had brought some material with me to do it with.
Well,
and so I was finishing it up when we went after you.
And that's for you.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And you can
do what you want to with it. You can use it for a brusher, or you can use it for a scraper in your dishwasher.
Well, it's really too perfect to take
that's
and do it either.
I had a niece, I gave some to her, and she just thought it was so pretty, she pinned it up on her curtain and kept it there.
My granddaughter is going to say, Grandma, what? Wash dishes with this? Do that in a dishpan? Mama.
Yeah. Well, Faye uses them for everything. She even washes her car inside of her on the seats and things. Mm. She says it kind of scrubs up the. It's so easy to wash with in there. Yeah. I don't know that. The only way that we use them at home is I use them in the bathroom and use them in the kitchen. I have to use them sometimes for brushing off things of you.
Can I help you with the dishes?
No, I'm going out in just 1 second. I think Johnny needs just a little help getting that cow up.
That cow that's got a sore foot.
No, she's
not hurt. Is she worse?
No, it's not her.
Oh, another one?
It's the cow, the one that's yelling.
Oh. You think you can feed her or something?
I'm just going to put her in the back pasture.
Put her in the back so she won't be so close to the house.
Here,
well, I can wash the dishes and finish what you got.
They're all right. There's nothing to do. You all just talk a little bit.
You want to go to the bathroom? If you
no.
do. Well.
Oh.
And before I went to the hospital, my kidneys was in bad shape. And my bowels didn't work too good.
You just weren't in good shape then at all.
And my heart, Doc said I had heart trouble, so
that's why you're on no salt for that. That's
my feet and legs would swell around my knees. It
would swell.
That stumped a leg. I couldn't get shoe on to go to the hospital that night. To the hospital.
You know what Miss Chitty does just about beginning now?
Huh.
She pushes back from the table and deals her cards.
Oh, she
we
has
told Mother about
your
cards.
It out.
You have a game that you have.
You got a little alcohol thing?
Yeah.
It's a number.
Let me get it for you.
No.
It's a number of 300 cards. One from 100.
One from 100.
Thank you ever so much for my pretty thing.
Well, how do you do? You have them numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, and
right on
like
up to 100. And
to
there's 100. Three.
You have
bunches.
Three bunches of
300 cards.
300
they go from
cards
one,
in each bunch.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They go 1 to 100. 1 to 100. 1 to 100. That makes 300.
You make three bunches, don't you? Three
yes.
bunches, and you got 300 cards
got
in all.
Rolling around, scramble them up, and check them, put them in a in piles, you know, balance.
Yeah. So many in a pile? Would you put so many in
well,
a pile?
Well, I make my pile. Some of them I have 3 or 4 piles, and then I take them off.
The so, and I imagine, is it how many you can play?
Yes. And, well, when my sister was there, we'd
just
gather.
Just you two would play.
And Margaret, she'd come to the
oh.
house, too. She lives on that trailer, you know.
Uh-huh.
And she'd come down. By maybe me and Rosalie would be done playing.
Uh-huh.
100.
Uh-huh.
I mean, 100. Played one game.
Yeah, one.
Started
game.
On another one.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd say, well, how long before you be here, Martin? I'll be down here directly.
Yeah.
And we'd count out so many for her.
Yeah.
And we'd go back again. And maybe she'd just be coming up the front doorstep when we was playing the last. Our last ones we had counted out.
Mm-hmm.
So I would either have to wait till
you
she got them put hers
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
Then we'd get a new hand, as we call it.
Well, how many would you take?
Sometimes we'd play with 25, sometimes 30, 35, get as high as 50 sometimes.
You take a hand with that many cards?
Yes.
Well.
Sometimes
well, then what would you do with them after you got a hand?
Well, we put them down on the table.
With the faces up?
Yes,
like
all
up,
the
one,
numbers
two,
up.
And you'd have how many here at first now, 25?
Yes, whatever we started out with.
So
you'd
start out, you'd put them all, turn them up. Uh-huh, then
and
what
then
would
we'd
you
take
do?
The, well, say maybe in our 25, we'd get 3 halves, which would be 2, just alike, 2 ones or 2 twos or something
uh-huh,
like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
we'd
that's right. We
put
just,
it up
have
there,
them.
You know.
Uh-huh.
And then we'd take and keep on playing, and when everyone had played around, maybe Margaret get hers down.
Uh-huh.
We'd wait for Margaret to call hers out. She'd have maybe 5 or 6 halves, which
mm-hmm.
would be 2 cards.
Mm-hmm.
I should go to call and we'd go to looking in.
Oh, yeah.
All down here. And if we had it, you'd get that made her a book. 3 makes a book.
You
it's 3 ones or 3 twos.
Oh,
anything.
Oh, oh yes.
Makes
oh, yes.
The book.
She'd say, well, now she'd have that many twos. Well, now, she'd want some more twos, wouldn't she?
If she had 2 twos up there.
Yeah, she had 2 twos.
I want, who's
and
got a 2? And maybe I'd look. Aunt Rose would have. And so you got one down there, Rosalie. And she.
And,
well, she'd,
and she'd get it then.
And then.
And then she'd make a book. Could she call again then?
As long as she had a half a book, she could keep
well,
calling.
Well, she could keep on calling.
Till she
oh,
got.
Yeah.
But
and
if we didn't have them, then I'd come next.
You'd be the one that next, uh-huh.
Whatever my numbers were up here, I'd call a number to match that one. Maybe
yeah.
she'd have. Maybe Aunt Rosalie'd have.
Uh-huh. Like it
and
would be a 4 or something
yes,
like that.
Yes, right on 25, 30, sometimes 75 or something like this.
Oh, yeah. So under what you've got in here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, yes, so that's right.
Look around. She said, "Night, night." And she said, "Yes, I have." Her eyes is big too.
And she'd make, and she'd get three.
I'd have a book.
Well,
I couldn't turn mine down.
One that gets the most books wins. Is that the way?
Yes, and sometimes she'd get maybe three more than I would, or maybe I'd get more than her and Margaret together. I said, "Ain't much use me playing, Mom."
You play, would you have partners? Like you say, partners, like you and I'd be partners, somebody.
No,
back
we
over
just.
You just single.
Just placing. Just keep calling, you know.
Just each one.
So, after Margaret.
But you
plays,
can't play by yourself, though, can you? No.
Then Rosalie's time would come. She has paper. She'll put it down. So if Margaret said to start out, she'll put M for Margaret.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A for me. And R for her.
Mm-hmm.
And keep on that way till then next time I'd start. She'd mark it an A and an R and an M. Right on around that way till everyone got to play first. Everyone,
and then
Margaret come first and I come next. And Rosalie, every time it was you.
Then when you were through with that time, she got through with all she had here. Then would you all put on more, draw some more? You'd have some more cards out here somewhere.
Yes, because them other piles.
And how many? Then would you draw that time?
Same.
25 again.
Yes, on that.
Well,
way
that
time
makes the not a very what long game though.
Makes it run a little longer than if we taken 30 or 35 or something.
Well,
like that.
Well, I was thinking maybe just 10 or something like that.
Well,
be
we used to start
time
out with the kids, you know. I've run pretty near every one of my grandchildren the numbers for them cards.
You have? Just the numbers on that
one? They get down and get playing, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you just made them by yourself by making big ones and twos and things on a piece of pasteboard or something.
I'm going to have to make some more new ones too, because they are
about to wear them out or get the colors. I mean the
I make them about
you'd make them
about that
about
square.
Oh, like this, kind of like that.
Yes, but be smaller squares
wouldn't be it like this.
Mm-hmm. See, like here to here.
Just make a small square.
I'm gonna have to make me some more too. They're getting old and rugged.
Yeah. Oh, he must have hurt his hand or something. I bet he did.
Mabel wasn't in here when you were telling about those trunks, Daddy.
Ma'am?
How many trunks did you say you had?
Well, there's three in Frankie's room and one in my room. Four.
I remember trunks was old time. I mean, what kind of trunk?
Well, I think they're all
10 trunks.
10 trunks.
Yes.
Around. They ain't all pretty near 10. They got a good bit of 10 in. Frank says he knows the rats have just about cut up that big trunk up in the corner.
They are so mean.
I says, "Frank, I don't think the rats bothered them trunks." And as Heather sure, I'm afraid they've got in there my father's picture and Margaret's picture when she was small. Big oblong pictures, you know.
Yeah.
I got one of my Betty Ann's pictures that was made when Jim had his made and gave to who he gave it to him. I think Martin's got that much. sure, but I think Martin's got it.
I'd like to see it.
Mm-hmm. It's up at Martin's house. Jim's here.
Yeah.
Well, the old tin truck, if they've got much tin about them, our rats can't get in there. They just won't get in. I've got one that's tin, old tin truck.
Mm-hmm.
We've kept those old things in
them
long, all the time.
That's so funny. I didn't think they'd bother the... He just hears them going and cutting around, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, there may be enough wood around in it, I guess.
Mm. But I can't get to it. It's in the corner of his room. It's big.
Well, it's a big one.
Yes. And then another one between that trunk and this little cabinet I was telling you about him making. Right. It's about that high.
Well, now that's the kind you can.
That's fine.
Yes.
Santa Claus brought me that trunk 1900.
Oh, in 1900.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And it's still in good shape.
And I've got one that was my stepmother's trunk. It's partly wood and can work together, you know.
Yes.
It's flat top. It's about that high, I think. But that, there's old big trunks just like that. That was Uncle Martin's. He gave me that right after we moved up there. And then I've got his trunk that was his own individual trunk.
Uncle Martin's?
It's in my room. And I got boxes backed on top of it.
Yeah. Well, I want to trade you out of Uncle Martin's trunk.
No, no. Neither one of them. Nor the little one either. So
yeah.
Frankie, he claimed that one. Is, and you can claim. And I said, but you can't take it out nowhere.
What you got in them? Something real valuable?
Well, in this big trunk, I've got clothes and my father's and my daughter's picture when they were made, but I haven't got no frames for them yet. And I may have other pictures, but I don't know. I can't remember nothing here since I...
Well, you get in there and see. I'd love to see that picture of your daddy.
And I've got a picture of Betty Ann keeping it there for Margaret. She's got nowhere else up there where she is. That trailer's, both of the trailers are packed and jammed. And
oh, they are.
And then she's got things over there in the old house that she wants to get out. She don't want to throw them away. She won't give them away. Unless it was to me. She wants me to have the kitchen cabinet and her safe where she puts her glass and her dishes, chinaware, and all the china safe she covers. And then they've got a cabinet that Martin gave them.
Oh.
And they don't get shut of that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that in the house or the...
In the old house.
Yes. Yeah.
It's not quite as high as this. Well, it may be as high as this table. But I don't think it has it. It just has the doors where you can open them, put things back in them. It's nice cabinet.
Yeah.
And her trunk, they've got a big trunk in there. Big flat top trunk.
Yeah.
That trunk that I said about that high, it's a round in top.
Yeah.
And my trunk is round in top. But that of my stepmother's, it's flat. And one of Uncle Martin's trunk, it's not too round, but it still it's a round top.
Uh-huh.
And when the house burned, my father's trunk burned up in his tin trunk, and it was round. And had another trunk, 2, 3 triple trunks that burned up. Didn't have nothing particularly valuable in.
Oh,
only
that's right.
Poppers had some. These pictures of the Statue of Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
We had two of them in frames, and I think we had one in the frame, and two with no frames. When the house burned, you see there was both of my grandfather's pictures burnt, and a big picture of Uncle Martin, and picture of my oldest brother, who was done in oil work. And then one of Frank, one of Jim, and a twin-like picture, two in one of these big long oblong frames. Sisters of, they were sisters, but they were, oh, let's see. Halfway down, I have to go on a good find that husband. Oh, I can't know where Frank. Some Frank's cousin. I don't know where the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, as Uncle Martin says, fourth or fifth of what. So there were 10 doing their picture. Then we had, oh, one of these big wall art pictures, you know. Several of them burned.
That was it, lost.
Yes, and we had them all down, but just didn't have sense enough to get on out of the house with them. Frank said he remembered taking all them pictures down.
Uh-huh.
And laid them down on a chair, I think, big arms, you know, he could lay the picture on our own table in there. I don't know which was. It was 3 tables and a big, nice desk, and we had a big arm chair. And we had we used to call it a low seat.
Yeah.
Settee, you know. And we had a rocking chair that went with that set. We had 2 plane chairs that went with that set.
Oh, yes.
And there's all spring cushion bottoms, you know.
Now, was that Uncle Martin's?
All that was his, but of course he turned it all over to me as his sister-in-law and her daughter come back to get something. The tourist says, Maggie, I'm going to tell you right now. Say, you and Liz, you done got all you're going to get.
Yeah.
Says, it's household stuff, the furniture. He says, that's going to stay here. Says, fine, I bought it, paid for it, and I'm going to see Dad Pearl has it.
Oh, she was the one, her sister, his sister.
His sister-in-law. His wife's
sister.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Who took, took all the bedding.
Stripped all the beds of sheets and pillowcases, blankets, quilts, and some of the prettiest, old-fashioned.
Don't tell me this is quilts.
Well, the quilts is pretty old-fashioned, too, but counterpane.
Uh-huh.
Old fashioned counterpane.
Yeah.
Some of them with fringe on about that, where it was tied in knots or something.
And there's no telling where that got to, is there?
Well, most of them ain't no telling where it went. They say got jocks and veil with it. That's what the old colored woman said. Miss Maggie says she grinds a jocks there. Now, Miss Maggie, where are you going? I'm going jocks there. So I guess they carried all that good work up then.
Well, now, she didn't... I thought she went to Micanopy. That's wrong. She moved from there to Jacksonville.
No, she moved from Flemington.
Yes.
To Jacksonville.
Oh.
That was Uncle Martin's sister-in-law and
yes.
Her daughter.
Yes.
And her son-in-law.
Well, where did they go from Uncle Martin's house? Flemington?
Between the store that Flemington.
Yes.
And that block house on
yeah.
the right hand.
Yeah.
No, on the left hand side
yeah.
going.
That's right.
But
that
was an old house they moved in.
Yes.
An old two story building.
Yes.
Still right through. And she says, my God, Susan, she says, I never want to own a two-story building. Why, Miss Mag? She says there's too much dirt, dust, dirt daubers and all to clean out. She says, well, if it's yours, when you first get it and you know it's good and clean, keep it clean, Miss Mag.
Susan told her that.
That's no colored woman.
Keep it clean.
Now, Miss Mag says you had a brand new house in that two-story building. Just watch the windows. Keep them clean. Watch them don't get broke. And the dirt office ain't going to get in there upstairs. Watch the downstairs part. Keep it clean. Then you always have clean two-story.
Clean two-story house. You won't get upstairs if you keep the first down.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
You know, it's remarkable where dirt doubles can get.
It is. How many can get in before you can get the first one underway?
You know, there may be a dirt double right there in them trunks in your room.
Yes, I don't think there's any. Unless there is a hole got in it.
Yes. There's just no way of telling. I never saw anything like it. Let me see, what was it? In the baler, the baling twine in the baler stopped working on one side. And I pulled it and it wouldn't pull. And I lifted up the lid to the twine. And there was a dirt dauber's nest holding the twine. Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, you can't tell where they'll get. But they can do a lot of damage, too.
I think you better get into those trunks and get those pictures out. Now, the clothes and things, that's another matter. But those pictures...
There ain't but two of them in the trunk. The other one's on top of a box on top of another trunk. That's Betty Ann's.
Yeah. Well, Betty Ann's here, yeah, of course. If it's a young picture, it's
Margaret's is the little picture is how old the little picture that the big one was enlarged from.
You know that your trunk that were given you in 1900. Now you've used that right smart, haven't you?
Well,
going from one place to another.
Oh, when we're not traveling anything. I've moved from one place to another. I knew we'd move.
Yes.
But it's never been used as a baggage, for a baggage or anything, unless we were moving from somewhere long distance.
Yes.
Right? Packet full of clothes, packet full of dishes, Mama would.
Yes.
And 1900, I gave to her for Christmas.
Yes.
And that same June of 1900, the third day of June